But not everybody is a fan of Apple's growing influence on the music world.
iTunes almost single-handedly wiped out traditional music stores. Tower Records, you know, declares bankruptcy. The national music chains. And plus, there have been some holdouts to iTunes. I can understand their point. Why is my song worth the same as some, you know, Bavarian folk tune, right? It's not. I mean, this is pop music. I'm Kid Rock.
But the music industry is no match for Steve Jobs. Now defining itself as more than any single product, Apple drops the word computer from its official corporate name.
You just look at your Apple product. A little bit more than you would look at something else. You don't sit there with your remote control at home and just, like, ogle it and sort of just mentally feel it up. But you do with Apple products, and you did with the iPod.
Steve Jobs and Apple become the global ambassadors of cool.
President Obama gives one preloaded with all the music that he loves to Queen Elizabeth, and a blank iPod is nothing compared to a loaded iPod.
Music defines our lives, and Steve made it highly portable and easy to access. That's a pretty big gift.
But for Jobs, it's just a stocking stuffer compared to the gifts to come.